It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On Prophecy Today weekend, we had some very important and interesting conversations, one of them with Usama Dakdak, on how Islam is actively trying to take over America. Another was with Russ East, who helped us to understand what the Mormons really believe. These are two very important interviews, and you most likely will want to listen to them again if you heard the broadcast when it went out on the weekend. By the way, please call a friend and tell them about these interviews with our broadcast partners. They'll be able, as well as you, to listen to these conversations with these men, along with the reports from all of our broadcast partners on Prophecy Today weekend, by going to our website, prophecytoday.com, and then to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. It's radio when you want it, at your convenience, when it's good for you to be able to listen to it. That again is prophecytoday.com, and then double-click on Prophecy Today Radio Network. You'll be able to listen to these broadcast partners from all around the world. Let me tell you something about these reports from these men. Ken Timmerman in Washington, D.C., talked about a summit that has been going on in Tehran. General Dempsey, who's the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff at the Pentagon, made a statement that Israel cannot take out the Iranian nuclear program, and the United States has sent another warship into the Persian Gulf. Dave Dolan gave us our Middle East news update. He told us that Prime Minister Netanyahu is upset, very upset, with the United States, who seemingly is hindering an Israeli preemptive strike on Iran. This all happening as the leaders of Iran continue to say they're going to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. And David did tell us about the possibility of a Middle East war by the end of 2012. Itamar Marcus, who is with Palestinian Media Watch, they monitor the Palestinian media, both electronic and print media, and Itamar brought to our attention that Mahmoud Abbas, the president of the Palestinian Authority, the leading governmental figure among the Palestinian people, denies Jewish history, but at the same time, he is also denying Christian theology as it relates to the person of Jesus Christ. This is one report that you must listen to. Dr. Rob Congdon, he gave us our report for the European Union update and all that's happening there, so key to setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Again, that location where you can listen to these reports, it's prophecytoday.com, that's the website, and then go to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. You know, most of our reports from our broadcast partners were focused on how human government plays such a role in all of our lives. God instituted human government. That's Genesis chapter 6, when after the flood, God put in place human government and at that time started to direct humankind in the direction he wanted them to go in order to accomplish his will. You know, God has indeed used human government down through history. Let me give you a couple of examples. The Egyptians, they were responsible for the Jewish bondage or slavery for 400 years, which was a fulfillment of prophecy, Genesis chapter 15, a part of the Abrahamic covenant, when God told Abraham that the Jews would be out of the land and in a foreign land for a 400-year period of time. The Lord used the Babylonians. 2 Chronicles chapter 36 talks about how Nebuchadnezzar, King Nebuchadnezzar of the Babylonian Empire, comes in, destroys the temple, devastates the city, and takes the Jews into the Babylonian captivity for a 70-year period of time. And that's because they did not wrest the land as the Lord had commanded them in Leviticus chapter 25. Then God used the Medo-Persian Empire and a man named Cyrus, prophesied 150 years before the fact, to release the Jews so they could return to Jerusalem and build their temple, the second temple. That's Ezra chapters 1 through 6. God also used the Roman Empire to drive the Jews into the four corners of the earth, a fulfillment of Bible prophecy in Deuteronomy chapter 28, and also talked about by Jesus Christ in the Olivet Discourse, Luke chapter 21 and verse 22. 2024. God is using human government today. In fact, with the establishment of the Jewish nation in our world, the modern-day state of Israel, He used the United Nations to allow for a Jewish state, which had been prophesied by the ancient prophet Ezekiel, Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 to 11. In Bible prophecy, God will continue to use human government, the alignment of the nations, when the Jews will be under attack from the Middle Eastern nations, as foretold in Ezekiel 38, Daniel 11, and Psalm 83. That will take place in the near future. The revived Roman Empire and the Antichrist coming onto the scene. That's Daniel chapter 7, verses 7 to 24. God will allow a one-world religion to come into power. That's Revelation chapter 17. But then He will use human government to destroy it. That's Revelation chapter 17, verses 16 and 17. The city of Babylon will be the center of a one-world economic, political, governmental system, as foretold in the book of Revelation chapter 18. These are all prophecies where the Lord will use human government to accomplish His will for the end of times. The end of times scenarios talked about with these prophecies, in particular focusing on the Jewish people, will indeed be fulfilled. It is so amazing to me to watch God's plan unfold and how He is using human government to set the stage for the Bible prophecies of His prophetic word to be fulfilled. I stand amazed as I watch all of these things unfolding. What is exciting to me is as we see these things happening, we can recognize the times that the ancient Jewish prophets were talking about some 2,500 years ago, and we see all of this coming in place like never before in all of history. But you know, God is even going to use human government to prepare this world for the next event on God's calendar of activities. That would be the rapture of the church. And the rapture, when Jesus calls all of us who know Him as Lord and Savior into the heavenlies before all the judgments unfold on the earth, that rapture could happen at any moment. And with everything I've said on this broadcast today, along with our broadcast partners, basically, the stage is set for that rapture to happen. In fact, it could happen at any moment. And having said that, nothing left for me to say except let's keep looking up until.